The sockeye salmon run at McLees Lake near Cape Winslow is off to a strong start, according to preliminary escapement numbers released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. As of yesterday, more than 8,100 fish were counted at the weir since June 10th, when biologists began monitoring Reese Bay. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Derek Hildreth, who oversees the federal counting station, says that's a good sign.
This year, the run seems to be coming in early. It'd usually be another week or so before we saw numbers like this. So it's looking good.
Minimum escapement is set by state fish and game and is between 10,000 and 60,000 fish. Weak runs in recent years have led to closures in the subsistence fishery that serves much of the Unalaska community. State area management biologist Aaron Potter in Sand Point says the system's now open for fishing, and it's a good opportunity for residents to get their fish.
We certainly encourage people to get out and get some subsistence fish while the run appears to be good. You know, obviously, this is an important system to everybody down there, and we want it to do good. So it always bodes well when you see a good front end of the escapement.
The Winslow run can fluctuate. The recent record was set in 2003 with more than 100,000 fish, though the next year saw less than half that. After 2005, the system hovered around 12,000 fish or less, with 2008 and 2009 triggering closures due to weak runs. Then last year, about 32,000 sockeye were recorded.
Seems like, you know, we get those big escapements, you know, 90 to 100,000 for a relatively small system like that. And it certainly raises some eyebrows when you see some later on escapements that are, you know, pretty low in the 8 to 12,000. You know, you got to figure there's probably some sort of damage been done. But it looks like they seem to be coming back from those big years.
Harvest information is collected by Fish and Game and won't be tabulated until the end of the season.